So we commence our service tonight with hymn number 211. There is a story sweet to hear. I love to tell it too. It fills my heart with hope and cheer. It is old yet ever new. 211 on page 261. We'll stand as we sing together. Gather in prayer. Let's commit our meeting to the Lord tonight and seek the Lord's face for His blessing. Our gracious God and eternal Father in heaven, we bow before Thee tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, O God, for Thy great mercy to us in bringing us here tonight again under the sound of the gospel. We thank Thee, O God, for the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. And we're not ashamed of this gospel tonight. We thank Thee, O God, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And O God, we pray that tonight, that gospel as it goes forth will reach the hearts of men and women and young people. We pray for any in our midst who are not see You. Lord, we pray that tonight they may close with Thy gracious offer of salvation. That tonight, Lord, they might come. That tonight, O God, they might believe. That tonight, O God, they might receive. Lord, we pray for the salvation, even of some soul or souls tonight in this meeting. O God, break in, we pray. We ask of Thee, Lord, that Thou wilt do that work of saving grace. Lord, transforming lives, even tonight in this service. We thank Thee, breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. Thank You, the blood of Christ is that blood that cleanses every sin. And every sin had to go neath the cleansing flow. Hallelujah. Rolled away. And the burden of my heart rolled away. Lord, as we come tonight, we pray for Your presence in the meeting. We pray for a touch from the Lord upon us as we preach your word. And we pray that thy servant who will minister in song will be blessed and used tonight, and her voice will be tuned to sing your praise. And, O God, that thou wilt glorify thy name through the ministry and song tonight. Undertake for us, we pray. We ask, Lord, not only here in Ballygowan, but across our churches, thou wilt bless thy word as it's preached, and across the land and across the world, everywhere the faithful word is proclaimed, that souls might come and trust in Christ. We pray in Jesus' name, remembering the sick amongst us too. Remember our brother Robert as he has this test on Tuesday. We pray that you'll go before him, that you'll help him. Remember, O God, others in our midst and connected to our church who are ill at home and at hospital. Thou wilt touch them and heal them and restore them. We pray in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. Delighted to have Natasha with us. She's going to come and she's going to minister now her first piece to us. Thank you. Lord, bless that ministry and song to our hearts tonight. We're reading from the Word of God tonight in the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, we're reading together from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John. John chapter 6, we're reading together from this portion of God's Word tonight. The Gospel of John, and we're reading together from this portion of Scripture this evening. 6th chapter of the Gospel of John. We're reading from verse 31. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard, and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things saith he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And Jesus knew in himself, his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, Doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Amen. And we know that God will bless the reading of his inspired, inerrant, and infallible word to all of our hearts. Hymn number 215. And stand again as we sing together. 215 in our hymn book. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. 215, we'll stand as we sing together. Welcome you tonight to the service, and we trust the Lord will bless you if you're visiting, give you a special welcome to our service this evening. Could I remind you, this is our Building Fund Sunday, and all loose collections go towards our Building Fund. We appreciate the giving of the Lord's people. And then do remember the meetings this week. This is our week of prayer, and we commend it to you. We can only leave it before you. If you have a burden for the church, a burden for prayer, a burden for the mission, then you come and do meet with us each night at 8 o'clock. The upper room will be open, and let's come and pray for the mission, for the work of God. We must pray. Without it, as we said this morning, we will be powerless and useless, and we need the help of God. And so may the Lord pour upon us the spirit of prayer. The other activities Tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, little sunbeams in Awana will take place as usual, as will the children's meeting on Tuesday evening. I'm going to remind you of the services next Lord's Day in the will of God. Mr. Andrew Murray will be the preacher, a final year student in our college, or third year student in our college, I should say, for the ministry of the gospel. Do remember, please, the services and the Sunday school at the usual time of 10 o'clock and Bible class, and the evening service, of course, the morning service, and they're preceded by times of prayer. Do remember the meetings next Lord's Day in the will of God. And then could I remind you also of the fact that there is a united choir practice for the Easter Convention for the choir. And if you're interested in that, please go to Martyrs Memorial next Saturday. They put on the announcement the 9th of March. They don't say what time, so I presume it's not breakfast time. I presume it's some time. But if you have any problem, don't ring me, because I don't know. Ring Reverend Ryan McKee, and he will give you the information if you're interested in that. And we commend it to you. Also, the Youth Reach, the end of year outing on the 16th of March. Going to Clip and Climb at Dundonald, Saturday 16th of March at 7. And the consent cars have to be brought back. And, of course, £5 per child for that. Do remember that, please, the 16th of March in the will of God. Do remember the mission and your prayers continually, the 7th to the 14th of March. The week before, Brother Noel Shields will be coming into the area to do intensive door-to-door visitation, and the leaflets will be out soon, and we'll have all opportunity to use those leaflets to give them out and to seek to invite our friends and family. It's 7 nights of gospel, 2 Sunday nights, 5 nights. And let's really make the effort for the Lord Jesus Christ during this time of gospel mission. We're going to join in the singing of a hymn now while the offering for God's work is taken up. 201 in the hymn book, 201 in the hymn book. Hark, the gospel news is sounding. Christ has suffered on the tree. Streams of mercy are abounding. Grace for all is rich and free. Now, poor sinner, come to him who died for thee. 201 will keep our seats as the offerings for the Lord's work are received.
Thank you.
final verse, please. Natasha will come and bring her final message. We bring the Lord's word. Thank Natasha for that ministry again to our hearts from the Lord this evening. Let's bow together in a moment of prayer, please. Our gracious God and loving Father, we come now to the preaching of Thy Word. I am trusting Thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that Thou Thyself hast given me must and shall prevail. We ask in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. I draw your attention to the Word of God tonight in the closing moments of our service. In the portion of Scripture we have read from tonight, the final verses here in John chapter 6, especially verses 66 to 69. We're thinking especially of the theme tonight of the Lord Jesus. In verse 67, those words, "Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Will ye also go away?" And that's the theme tonight. And these words that confront us are words of great challenge that come to our hearts tonight in this service. We think about, first of all, those who have the appearance of the disciples of Christ. There are many who seem to be the disciples of Christ who go back and walk no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is very true and will probably answer the case of maybe even some in our meeting tonight, some under the sound of God's precious word. Notice how these words are emphasized here for us. You see, there are many who follow Christ for a time, but stumble when they are told they must have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it was here. A great many were following the Lord in addition to the 12 disciples. They were evidently much taken with the Lord Jesus Christ. They called him a prophet, and they even wanted to make him king. They followed him across the sea. If you read the context, and yet when they heard that he was the bread of heaven, as we read tonight, they murmured. When he told them that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood to have eternal life, they say in verse 60, "This is a hard saying." And it was for this reason that they turned back and walked no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is today. A great many people are much taken with the Lord Jesus Christ. They have some anxiety even about their souls. They follow anxiously after the preaching of the Word of God. But when we show them that He is the bread of heaven, and they must cleave personally to Christ, they go away. They go back. They believe not. They walk no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wonder tonight, is there someone here hearing me tonight? And that describes your condition. Oh, think again tonight before you turn away, before you turn back. Seek the teaching of God's Word, and He will show you that none of Christ's sayings are hard sayings, but they are all sweet sayings. They are all blessed sayings. Those sayings that can benefit your soul, not only for now, but for all eternity. When the heart of a poor Indian was brought under the teaching of God's Word, he said, "Some people complain that the Bible is a hard book, but I have not read it so. For me, it is not a hard book. For me, it is all sweet and easy. The Word of God." Many there are who follow Christ for a time, but when they are told that Christ must dwell in them, they go back. They walk no more with the Lord. And so it was here. The multitude that followed Christ were pleased with a great many things about Christ, a great many things in Christ. When he fed them with the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fishes, they said, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." This is that prophet that should come into the world. And again, when Jesus told them of the bread from heaven that would give light and life to them, they said most devoutly, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." Verse 34. But when Christ said, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." Verse 56. By and by, they were offended. You see, it seems to me that they were wanting to benefit in many ways from Christ and from the ministry of Christ, but they were not wanting to partake of Christ as that spiritual partaking of Christ which is necessary to salvation,
to receiving Him and to trusting Him as Lord of their lives. They said it is a hard say. Who can hear it? They believed not. They went back and walked no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. So it was, I suggest to you, in some measure with Nicodemus in John chapter 3. When he regarded Christ as a worker of miracles, this drew the heart of this Jewish ruler. And he said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. But when Jesus told him that he must be born again, Nicodemus found it a hard say. He said, how can a man be born when he is old? Again he said, how can these things be? And how many there are who are so much taken up with Christ, anxious about their souls, maybe even anxious about eternity for a time. They see some glimpses of Christ as a Savior. They love even to hear His word. It's like the lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well upon an instrument. But when Christ says as He does, ye must be born again. He that eateth me with me, even he shall live by me. They say, as they said here, it is a hard say. Who can hear it? How can these things be? And this is one of the many mysteries, of course. And they go back and walk no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says there in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verse 25, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that is written concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, don't stumble at the word tonight. Don't stumble at the word of God, but come to Christ. Enter into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as your very own and personal Savior. Partake of Christ, the bread of life. Partake of Him that He might be your Savior tonight and the Lord of your life. Some of you fear, if this be true, then you will be deprived of some of your cherished pleasures. Your heart would be changed. You would no more have to relish the enjoyments of the world. And therefore you go back and walk no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are some who have sat amongst us who have done that sadly. Will ye also go away tonight? Oh, how the devil has blinded your understanding. The Bible says the god of this world, who is the devil, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Do you not see tonight that if you lose your relish for your present joys in this world, there will be heavenly and higher things, sweeter joys, more blessed things to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. The joys of this world are fleeting joys. The pleasures of this world are but for a season. The fashion of this world passeth away. But all that Christ gives is enduring, an enjoyment that lasts forever and forever. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem! Wilt thou not be made clean? When shall it be? The Scripture says. Oh, there are many who are awakened to follow Christ. But when they find that they must be drawn to Christ, and all of this is His free grace, by and by they are offended. It was so here. There were people who had been laborious. They had been even painstaking in following Christ. They had crossed the sea. They had listened to the words of Christ. They had saw the works of Christ. They had spent many days in the presence of Christ. And doubtless they were thinking they had done very well. They were even worthy to be saved for the pains that they had taken, for all of the labors they had engaged in. But when the Lord Jesus Christ told them they were helpless sinners and needed to be drawn to Christ by the mere good pleasure of the Father, this offended them. They turned back. They walked no more with Christ. Oh, there are many who have set out in religious thinking that they will be gradually converted. That by their own merits and by their own labors and by their own endeavors, by taking great pains at this and that and the other thing, that they will receive the favor of God in doing all of these good works. But when they discover they're not any nearer to being saved by all of these good works, then, of course, they say it's a hard say. They're offended. Are you offended at the word tonight? Because salvation is not of works. It is of grace. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, you cannot bear that kind of preaching. You go back. Is there anyone hearing me tonight in that condition? Alas, proud sinner, stop one moment before you leave the Savior. Is it a hard saying that an infinitely hateful rebel and worm of the dust should be unable to buy Christ with so many tears and prayers? Many go so far with Christ, but they will not go the whole way. They will not go the whole way. Many hear Christ's words for a time with joy and eagerness, and later on they are offended at Him. What a solemn warning is this tonight. Will you also go away? Do not think you're a Christian because you sit and listen to the words of Christ. Do not think you're saved because you have some pleasure even in the words of Christ. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Many went back, and only 12 remained, and one of them was a traitor. The Bible tells us here. And so it will be among you. Those who are truly saved are those who accept Him as their own and personal Savior, repenting of their sins and receiving Christ. Will you repent of your sins tonight and believe Christ? Those that go back generally walk no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps they did not intend to bid final farewell to the Savior. Perhaps they said as they retired, I will go home and think about it. I will hear Him again concerning this matter, as one of old said. Or even as Felix said, when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. But alas, that season never came. And they walk no more with the Lord Jesus Christ. Take warning, dear friends, tonight. You that are anxious about your soul, young person tonight, older person in this meeting, do not easily be offended at the word of Christ. Do not lose the sense of your lost condition. Do not grow careless about the word of God and the means of grace. Do not go back to the company of sinners. These are all the marks of one who's going back from the Lord. Wait patiently for the Lord tonight, as the psalmist said. Incline your ear and hear His cry. Press to hear the words of Christ. For the Bible says, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. What a solemn word is this. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Oh yes, there are those who have the appearance of following Christ. But then you'll notice here in these words the anxiety of Christ in verse 67 expressed in these words, in this question, will ye also go away? I've no doubt that the heart of Christ was breaking when the multitude went away and walked no more with Him. That good shepherd never yet saw a lost sheep running on to destruction, but his heart was breaking. And his heart bleeds for the lost souls of men and women tonight, even for you in this meeting, who are not saved, who are wandering away from God in your sin. Remember, he wept over Jerusalem. He said to them, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered my children together? How often would I have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, but ye would not." And you could see all the future history of these people here. How they would love all of their impressions, how they would harden in their sins, how they would be like a rolling snowball, they would gather more and more wrath round about them. And I doubt not that he wept in secret over them and said, "If ye had known, even you, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hid from your eye." He traced their history to that hour when he would say to them, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." But however much Christ grieved over their departure, this only the flame of love to his own soul, he turned to them and said, "Will ye also go away?" Is that the word of Christ to you tonight? "Will ye also go away?" Think of the depths of his love in these words. When the crowd went away, he did not cry after them. His soul was grieved, but he spoke not a word. When his own believing disciples were in danger of being led away, he speaks to them and says, "Will ye also go away? Ye whom I have chosen, ye whom I have washed, ye whom I have sanctified, and filled with those hopes of glory, will you go away?" See, believers, tonight, how anxiously Christ watches over you. The Bible tells us that he's walking in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. He's walking in the midst of his church, his blood-bought people. And he says, as he said to those churches there in the chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation, "I know thy work." And he watches over the decaying of the first love, and he speaks aloud to us tonight, and he says, "Will ye also go away? Will ye also go away?" Christ keeps his disciples from backsliding by putting the question to them, "Will ye also go away?" It is probable that some of the 12 were inclining to go away with the rest, but the multitude. And of course we know that Peter followed afar off and denied his Lord, but thankfully he returned and was restored. How easy it is to be swept away with the crowd. How easy it is, even as believers in Christ, to walk afar off. Not to be in the place that we ought to be in with the Lord. Not to have that closeness and communion with our Savior that we ought to have. Believer, if you would keep this word in your heart, it would keep you from going away tonight. Will ye also go away? The anxiety of Christ. But I want you to see, thirdly, tonight, the answer is Christ. You see, here in verse 68, Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." And both the Bible and experience testify that believers often do go away from Christ. They often go astray. The same lips that said, "My Lord and my God," are often found saying, "I will go after many lovers." But this passage plainly shows that it needs but the words of the tender Savior to reach the heart of the backslidden. And these words, even uttered by Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There are two reasons here given why the believer cleaves to Christ. Thou hast the words of eternal life. To the unconverted minds, the words of Christ are hard sayings. But to his own, they're the words of eternal life. The sweetness of these words, the salvation in these words, the words of our blessed Savior. The very thing that drives the world away from Christ draws His people closer to Him. The world are offended when Christ says that you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. But it's the word of eternal life to the Christian. The words of eternal life. The world go away when they hear of Christ dwelling in the soul. The Christian draws nearer and longs for the Lord to dwell within us forevermore. The world walk no more with Christ when they hear it is all of grace. But the Christian bows in the dust and blesses God who alone has given us of His grace and bestowed His grace upon us. And manifested toward us is so great salvation. These are the words of eternal life. What blessed words they are this evening. The words of eternal life. How sweet they are to our taste. How blessed they are to our souls. But then, not only the believer cleaves to Christ because these are the words of eternal life, but also these words, Lord, to whom shall we go? There's no other refuge. There's no other refuge. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Friends, try yourselves by this tonight. Are the words of Christ to you hard sayings? Or are they the words of eternal life? Look at verse 69. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It is this that rivets the believing soul to Christ. The certain conviction that the Lord Jesus Christ is the divine Savior. If Christ were only a man like ourselves, how could He be a surety for us? He might suffer in the stead of one man, but how could He suffer in the stead of thousands, in the place of multitudes? But I believe and I am sure that He is the Son of God. Therefore I know that He is the sufficient surety for me. He is the only Savior. He's the only one that could die in my place to provide for me salvation. To whom else can we go for pardon tonight? The Lord Jesus Christ. If Christ were only a man like ourselves, how could He dwell in us or give the Spirit to abide with us forever? But we believe and are sure that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and therefore we know that He is able to dwell in us and put His Spirit within us forever. To whom can I go for pardon? But to Christ. And thank God tonight that whatever your sins may be, whatever the wrongs that you've done, the transgressions against God's holy law, thank God tonight there's pardon and forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ for every sin that you've committed. To whom can I go for a new heart but unto Christ? Some of you are wavering in your life like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, at one time cast upon the shore, at another time running back into the sea. There's no decision about your Christianity or about your holiness. Why is this? It's unbelief, friend. Unbelief. Oh, if you would believe and be sure, then you would never depart from Him. You would say of a truth, to whom shall we go? We can go to no one else. He is the only refuge. He's the only one that we can resort to. He's the only one that we can rest in. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Christ is the answer tonight. Thou hast the words of eternal life, Peter said. Christ is the answer to our every need. Oh, that you might know him and trust him. And to do so is to have eternal life. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the answer, friend, tonight. Christ is the answer. The world hasn't got the answer to the problem of your sin tonight. But Christ has the answer. He has provided through his death and the shedding of his blood, his sacrifice on the cross, his substitution for sinners. He has provided salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The answer is not in the church tonight. The answer is not in a creed or in a ceremony. The answer is in Christ tonight. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Will ye also go away? Oh, think on these words tonight as you leave the service. And oh, my dear unsaved soul, tonight would you come and trust in Christ as your Savior and be saved before you leave this church. I pray this will be so. May God write his word upon your heart tonight for Jesus' sake. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that indelibly thou wilt write thy holy word upon the hearts of those that have heard. O God, tonight we pray that the challenge of that word will reach their hearts. And we pray that tonight there will be those, even in this gathering, who will come and trust in the Savior tonight. We pray in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. We're joining in the singing of 288 in our closing hymn tonight, 288 in our hymn book. And we'll stand as we sing, "I'm coming to the cross. I am poor and weak and blind. I'm counting all but dross. I shall full salvation find." If you're coming tonight, you make these words the prayer of your heart and the chorus, "I'm trusting, Lord, in thee. Blessed Lamb of Calvary, humbly at thy cross I bow. Save me, Jesus. Save me now." You come to Christ, and if you're concerned or troubled as you leave the meeting, just say to me, and I'm happy to open God's Word with you tonight and lead you to the one who can meet your need. Don't go away without the Lord Jesus Christ. Page 292, hymn number 288.
Thank you.
Father, we pray that Thou wilt apply Thy word to the hearts, to the consciences of men and women and young people. And we pray that tonight there will be something wrought in our midst for Thy glory, to the salvation, souls, or restoration of backsliders, to the blessing and challenging the hearts of each one of us as Thy people. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.